Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have as a guest on the line, Penny Jesuit, who happens to be in charge of Jesuit Rabbitry. She is a local rabbit breeder located in the Holt area. Welcome to the show, Penny.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you. We appreciate your coming on the show. Penny, what is it that made you decide that you wanted to have rabbits as pets and get into the breeding of rabbits?
Well, I was a child. I actually raised rabbits from the time I was 9 to 19, and it all started as a 4-H project and then just went off from there.
I assume you grew up in a more rural area at the time?
I grew up in Mason, actually.
Okay. So... and I would say that with rabbits, it could be anywhere from downtown Lansing to just about anywhere in the country. Is that what you find?
Correct. Yes. Yes. They're all over the place.
Interesting. And Penny, what kind of rabbits do you typically breed?
We currently raise mini racks, American sables, and we've just recently gotten into mini lots and tans.
So how many cages do you have? Describe to us what a rabbit breeder's home is. Is it in the garage? Is it out in the yard? Is it in the basement? And what do you have going on there?
Most of them are either in a garage, a barn, or a shed. Our setup is actually in a shed in our backyard, and we have about 42 cages set up.
Okay.
And I've seen some of them done in the basement also, but usually outside is usually done a lot better.
And you seem to have... children involved here. Can you explain a little bit about the troop?
Correct. I have a daughter who's 13 who is heavily in the mini racks and the American sables. And my son kind of shows on the local 4-H level, but he's 15, so he's got other things going on. my daughter's the one that does most of the showing. She has shown heavily in the mini racks and the American sables with the local Michigan State Rabbit Breeders Association, as well as ARBA. And has competed in many national conventions, too.
Interesting. And, Penny, when it comes to keeping the rabbits outside, what do they do in the winter? Doesn't it get a little bit cold out there, both for the rabbits and for those who have to care for them?
Right. That's one of the things we have to watch. They actually handle the cold a lot better than what they do the heat.
It's okay. The summers that become the problem.
Yes. Yes. In the heat or in the wintertime, we pack them in with straw when it gets really, really cold out and make sure you don't have any drafts on them. In the summertime, we really have to watch them to make sure they don't expire.
Yeah, right. What's the best things you can do there? Just get a lot of air circulation through?
Air circulation, fans, as long as they're not blowing directly on them. Mm-hmm. We use ice bottles quite often.
Gotcha.
So we'll take our 20-ounce pop bottles and freeze them up in the freezer and throw those in with them, and they will curl right up to them.
We have similar needs at the store. If you go to the freezer out front where we're selling fish foods, we also have 2-liter bottles filled with frozen.
Perfect.
Yeah, and we're like... Yeah, people are wondering, what's that for?
Yep, they need them, though.
Interesting. And Penny, when it comes to exercising the rabbits, I've got to imagine that's got to be an interesting challenge. Tell our listeners what that is like. How much exercise do rabbits typically need, and how do you go about doing that? It can't be as easy as putting a leash on a dog, so tell me a little bit about that.
Our show rabbits don't get a lot of exercise. They have a cage that they'll run around in, and sometimes we'll use the show table when we're at the shows that we go to. Some breeds do require more exercise, like our running breeds. I'm currently playing with the tan breed, and it's one of those that does need more, so we'll get them out every couple days kind of thing and just find a long table for them to run on.
And I would imagine that over the years that rabbits have been bred in captivity, there's a certain cage size or requirements that they've found that tends to do best for the rabbit.
Correct, yes. Definitely talk to the breeder of the breed that you are interested in and find out what type of cages is required for your breed. Because depending on which ones will require a bigger cage for bigger breeds and obviously smaller cages for the smaller ones.
So what goes along on before the show? What kind of excitement level is there? And, how do you guys get ready for the big show?
we're always excited about the next one coming up. My daughter always counts the days. Okay, when are we going? We just make sure our rabbits are groomed. We have to make sure that any stray hairs are kind of taken off them. Their nails are clipped. Make sure the correct ear number is in their ears because they do have a tattoo with their ear number in it. And then just make sure we have our carriers ready, their cups, so we can make sure they have water at the show. And then all of our supplies like pedigrees and grooming stones. And
all the organized. Yeah, you have to keep rather organized in order to pull this off. Can you tell us a little bit about the actual rabbits for the listener that doesn't know specifically what the rabbits you specifically breed look like? Kind of describe the types of rabbits that you have.
Sure. The breeds that I have for the mini racks, they are a coat of fur that actually feels like velvet. It's very soft fur. It's very short fur. They get to be, the maximum weight is about 4.5 pounds for a female, which is called a doe, or 4 pounds for a boy, which is called a buck. The other ones are American Sables. They are actually one of the breeds that's on the extinct list right now. It's one of the breeds that we're trying to bring back because there isn't very many people doing them. And they get anywhere from 7 to 9 pounds for a buck and 8 to 10 pounds for a doe.
What does that breed look like?
It is actually kind of like an American Sable. Kind of look at the sable, almost like a Siamese cat, but darker. So it's got shading on its head, on its paws, on its tail, and then on its bottom area.
Nice, nice.
And then the tans are actually a fun breed because they're actually one of those that they don't pose up to judge. They actually let them run down the table, and they're looking to see how they're moving.
Now, are they small or are they large?
Those get to be between 4 and 6 pounds.
And what do they look like? It sounds like they'd have a specific color.
Yes, they actually have like a red fiery color on their chest, and then they come in 4 varieties. So they have black, blue, chocolate, and lilac. And the top coat of them would be the color that they resemble.
Interesting. And Penny, can you tell me, as someone who has seen a lot of feral rabbits that are out there, how are rabbits that are bred in captivity different in terms of the overall look and just the overall behavior that they typically perform?
The rabbits that we have as breeders and they're raised in captivity, they have personalities. They are something. I mean, you get some of them that you have to go out there and pet them, and they will sit there as long as you're petting them. They're content.
Okay.
And when not, they're running around real quickly in the cage?
Exactly. Then they're like, okay, attention. The rabbits that we breed in captivity have a certain diet. We don't recommend, like, the roughage for them, like your lettuce, your carrots, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Where the ones out in the wild, that's usually all they eat is the vegetation.
Right, right. Because in captivity, anyhow, they seem to stress out and have problems.
Right, correct.
Interesting. And Penny, for the upcoming show that's taking place, do you have any that you think have a better than average chance of winning?
We always hope so. We always hope we have that one winner in the barn because it only takes one.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for that best in show rabbit. So hopefully my daughter will do well. So.
Yeah, we do have to wrap up, but tell us what difference in the lives of your children have you noticed?
Responsibility. Mm-hmm. They take on responsibility of being able to take care of a pet. At the shows, they're required to get their animals up on the table at a certain time because if they don't, the judge will shut the class down, and they lose their chance.
Wow,
so
that's cool.
Responsibility, yeah. Organization, it's a great opportunity for the kids.
Well, we've been speaking this morning with Penny Jesuit, who is the owner of Jesuit Rabbitry. And Penny, before we let you go, do you have a website or any way that if our folks are interested in seeing some of your rabbits or talking with you about it, that they can get in contact with you?
Yes, I do have a website. It's www.freewebs.com/JesuitPJ.
Okay. And Jesuit is spelled JEZUIT, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Well,
yeah,
that's why we're giving it out.
Yeah.
We've been speaking this morning with Penny Jesuit. Penny, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate your contribution.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck at the show.
Thanks.
And Rick, we've had another fascinating hour. Again, I learn so much every week when we talk about these topics that you really just don't know a lot about unless you've read about them or raised them or been around people or who
seen them in person.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's been a fascinating conversation, as always. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next week for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.